Now, in redox chemistry, I showed you that we could go from iron 2 plus to the iron 3 plus hydroxide, which was insoluble. This is just a refresh on solubility from first year. So if we take a salt and we dissolve as much of it as we can in solution, so we keep putting spatula tips of this material into solution at a thermostated temperature until the first little bit of solid sits at the bottom of the flask. At that point then we've hit our maximum solubility, and we can calculate the solubility product by simply putting the concentrations of the ions that we would find in solution into our equilibrium expression. So that expression then is termed the solubility product, because it's the maximum that we could potentially put under equilibrium concentrations into solution, and our coefficients simply coming out of the equation that relates to the dissolution. Now, in a freshwater system, we can work with the iron product. The iron product is the actual measured concentrations of the species that we find in solution. So if we're looking at our calcium carbonate, for instance, we can go to a book and we can find the solubility product for calcium carbonate. The iron product is when we go to the creek and we measure the concentration of the calcium and the carbonate that are present. Now, if the measured iron product then is greater than our solubility product, the calcium carbonate will be precipitating. Now, it doesn't say how quickly it precipitates, it just says that it will precipitate. If not, we will get no precipitation. So this is an equilibrium thing. If we're less than the equilibrium value, we will get no precipitation at any stage into the future. When we move to seawaters or brackish waters, we have to work with our iron activity product, which is exactly the same expression, but concentrations change to activity. So you've got to read what I'm giving you and decide whether you're going to use the iron product or the iron activity product. If it's a freshwater with low iron concentrations, then it's perfectly reasonable to use concentrations. If it's a saline water, then you're going to have to jump to iron activities because of iron pairing.